Hey teachers, welcome. I am super excited that you are here with me today. You are listening to episode 3, the last episode in the launch series for Upper Elementary Simplified, a podcast for busy teachers to listen to on the car ride to and from school, during lunch or planning, or by the pool during the summer to learn new ways to engage students in meaningful learning. I'm your host, Dana, and today we are going to be talking about mindset shifts that you can make as a teacher that will be beneficial to both you and your students. If you missed the first two episodes, I took some time to introduce myself personally and professionally and discussed a little bit about what you can expect from this podcast. So if you missed that, you might want to go back and listen to episode 1. And in episode 2, I talked all about the importance of why in the upper elementary classroom. I also talked about the launch giveaway that I'm hosting right now to celebrate the launch of the Upper Elementary Simplified podcast. I've got lots of great prizes, so you definitely aren't going to want to miss out on that. Stay tuned because I will be talking about the giveaway a little later in the episode and how you can get entered to win. A mindset shift is basically a change or adjustment in the way that someone thinks about a certain situation. In the classroom, this can come in many forms. Today, we are going to discuss 3 of those ways. So, let's get started. Welcome to Upper Elementary Simplified, the podcast where busy and overwhelmed teachers find thoughtful ideas to get students engaged in meaningful learning experiences. Hi, I'm Dana Rodebush, former 5th grade classroom teacher and founder of Teacher Tech Studio. I'm here to share practical tips and strategies that will help you grow as an educator. If you are a tired upper elementary teacher searching for ways to cut down your planning time while boosting student engagement, you are in the right spot. Are you ready? Let's simplify. Do you remember when you were in elementary school? If you are anywhere near my age, then you probably remember classrooms being much different than they are now. The thing is, the classrooms of the past were boring. We sat at our desks all day long, completing worksheet after worksheet, and maybe a workbook page here and there. Those days are over, or at least they should be. My slogan is, you don't just want them to learn, you want them to enjoy learning. Now, I don't know about you, but when I see students enjoying an activity or becoming really engaged with the content because of the way it has been presented, that makes my teacher heart happy. So, mindset shift number 1 is, this is not your mother's classroom. We need to realize as teachers that when we make learning fun, students are eager to learn. And you know what? When students are having fun, more than likely, you will be as well. Mindset shift number 2 is, you must be prepared to adapt to different learning styles and the way students express themselves. Are you one of those math teachers who says, you have to show your work to get full credit? I have to admit, I have been there, but I have begun to rethink this because of my own personal experience. Now, this will be dependent upon each individual student, but my own son is one of those kids. Actually, both of my boys are math guys, but my youngest in particular actually gets distracted when he has to quote unquote show his work on the paper. My take on this is that kids have different styles of learning and different ways of expressing their learning, so it is our job as teachers to recognize that and support them in the ways that they learn the best. Now, I know you're probably thinking to yourself about that one student, or maybe those 10 students, who would use your leniency of not requiring them to show their work on the paper as a way to skimp and just write down an answer. So, I'm not telling you to broadcast to the whole class, don't worry about showing your work on your paper. No, I am simply saying rethink requiring that students show their work and allow students to make those decisions for themselves. Do you have a topic that you would like for me to discuss on the podcast? I'm always looking for new ideas and would love it if you would let me know what you want to hear about. If you would like to submit a topic for the podcast, go to upperelementarysimplified.com/submit-a-topic, and I will link that in the show notes. There is a quick form there for you to fill out, and I will do my best to create an episode just for you. Raise your hand if you have ever had a challenging student. Or what about a parent that was difficult? Or pushback from an administrator? All teachers come across challenges. It's only a matter of time. But challenges have the ability to make you a better teacher and a stronger person. I want to encourage you to start looking at challenges in a different light. So, mindset shift number 3 is challenges can make you a better teacher. Instead of viewing that challenging student as a part of your job that you hate, look at it as an opportunity to reach that student in a unique way that no other teacher has been able to accomplish before. And hey, if you are successful, you will be making the lives of future teachers less stressful. Instead of avoiding that one parent, use the conflict you experienced as a way to grow with your own communication skills. And ask yourself, how could I have handled that situation with more grace? And instead of feeling like you are not being heard by your administrators, try focusing on the aspects of teaching that you know you are successful with. And eventually, those administrators may see the situation differently. Whatever the challenge may be, staying positive always wins. Maybe not in the way you had hoped. I will admit, I went through a very challenging last couple of years when I was in the classroom, but if and when I am ever ready to go back to teaching in the traditional classroom setting, those challenges will have helped me grow stronger as an educator. If you are listening in real time, I'm excited to let you know that to celebrate the launch of the Upper Elementary Simplified podcast, I am hosting a special launch giveaway. It is super simple to enter, and I'm giving away gift cards to Amazon, Target, Sonic, and TPT, as well as coupons for several of my Teacher Tech Studio resources. There will be winners selected each day starting today, Tuesday, May 30th, all the way through Monday, June 5th. And a grand prize winner will be selected on Tuesday, June 6th. To find all of the details, head to upperelementarysimplified.com/giveaway. I will also link that in the show notes for you. You can find the link by going to the episode description in your podcast player app. So, to recap the 3 mindset shifts for upper elementary teachers, number 1, this is not your mother's classroom, meaning your classroom should be radically different than the classrooms of the olden days, like when I was a kid. Number 2, you must be prepared to adapt to different learning styles and the way students express themselves. And number 3, challenges can make you a better teacher. I hope that today's episode has encouraged you in some way to make some mindset shifts for your own classroom. Well, that is all I have for you in this episode. I hope you have enjoyed this 3 episode launch series and that you will tune in to episode 4 next Tuesday as we discuss things you can do this summer to simplify your back to school season. And if you would like to participate in the launch giveaway, head to upperelementarysimplified.com/giveaway for details about how you can enter to win a gift card or a coupon. The giveaway will be ending on Tuesday, June 6th, 2023. So be sure to get entered to win. But before you go, make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they are released. You can either subscribe right now directly in the listening app you are using, or you can sign up for email notifications at upperelementarysimplified.com/notify. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Upper Elementary Simplified. I hope you are able to take away something useful that will help you grow as a teacher. I do have a quick favor to ask before you go. If you are enjoying the podcast, please let me know by leaving me a review. It really does make a difference because reviews impact search results, which helps me to expand my reach to other educators. Plus, I love to read my listeners' comments. Until next time, keep life simple.